Among the Brumuncine I spied a goodly swain, with no unseemly thing but courting of his own. And after very little space some kisses did exchange. She rose her up and homeward made, and to her love seemed strange. Oh, what needs all this hast to flee away from me? You come as you were in a hast, and now away will be. Were I the king that wears a crown, I'd put it on thy brow. Thou art the flower of Polwarth town, the gallants goes with you. But upon Polwarth green, if you'll meet me the morn, the lasses they will convene and dance about the thorn. They'll make the welcome for my sake and go about with thee. They'll spend their plaques most merrily all for the love of me. The lads into the town will take you by the hand. Wherever you abode, they'll be at your command. They'll break thy bread and drink thy beer, and merry thy will be. They pay their share before they go, all for the love of me. At night my father will invite you to his house, where you shall have your fill of capon and goose. And if the beds they be so strong, and thou be basset of thine, pray make no doubt you'll lie the rout, you shall have share of mine. Come through the blooming fields where we well merry be, our country lads and lasses they will dance around the tree. Then for my sake they'll drink a glass, and loving be to thee. They'll give you wine of claret red, all for the love of me. While the young lambs are skipping and bleeding for the damosels, on pleasant banks and lovely braes, and low down by the streams, there we will sing and merry be, with a lass upon each knee. They'll pay the piper ere they go, all for the love of thee. When I the country lass spied on the Flora plain, I thought some goddess she had been, she so disturbed my brain. Her charming looks and cool black hair, the like I ne'er had seen, in city, town, or at the court, nor yet on Polwarth green.